This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Srestha with the news, the headlines first. President Ramchandra Pawdal administers oath of office and secrecy to four newly appointed ministers. CPNUML's 11th National General Convention begins tomorrow. Three people killed in a jeep accident at Churebas in Nisthi rural municipality of Palpa. And nine people killed, 29 injured as bus plunges into ravine in South India. Now the news in detail. President Ramchandra Pawdal administered the oath of office and secrecy to the four newly appointed ministers amidst a program at the office of President in Sheetal Nivas today. President Pawdal administered oath to Minister for Land Management, Cooperative and Poverty Alleviation, Kumar Singh Ingham, to Minister for Labour, Employment and Social Security, Rajendra Singh Bhandari, to Minister for Forest and Environment, Madhav Chaulagai, and to Minister for Women, Children and Senior Citizens, Shraddha Srestha. Earlier today, President Pawdal appointed the ministers on the recommendation of Prime Minister Sushila Garki. With new ministers inducted in the cabinet today, the number of cabinet members in the current government has reached 14. Earlier, the government formed after the Gen Z movement of the 8th and 9th of September was expanded thrice. The CPNUML's 11th National General Convention is beginning tomorrow. At a press conference held today at the inauguration site in Salaghari of Bhaktapur, the party announced that preparations have reached the final stage. UML leader Rajan Bhatrai said more than 2,200 convention representatives and over 300,000 people, cadres, will participate in the opening ceremony. Binod Srestha, coordinator of the Stage Management Committee, said advanced audio-visual facilities have been installed to ensure all participants can clearly see and hear the proceedings. Similarly, the party has deployed more than 10,000 volunteers to manage the inauguration session and other programs of the convention. UML Standing Committee member and coordinator of the Volunteer Mobilization Committee, Bhanubhakta Dhakal, said that around 500 of them will be mobilized in uniform. The UML's 11th National General Convention begins tomorrow and will run until the 15th of December. A jeep accident in Mithyal Churebas of Nisthi rural municipality for Apalpa has resulted in the death of three people. According to police, the deceased include 36-year-old Hem Kumari Saru and 45-year-old Om Kumari Khamcha, both residents of Nisthi rural municipality 7, Palpa. The identity of the third victim is yet to be confirmed. District Police Office Palpa's information officer Om Prakash Chaudhary said eight others were injured in the accident. The forced jeep, which was travelling from Arunkhola to Rampur via Nisthi, veered off the road and fell about 100 metres into a stream. Police stated that the injured are receiving treatment at Madhya Bindu Provincial Hospital in Nawalparasi and Old Medical College in Chitwan. Former Minister Sumana Srestha, returning migrant workers and Gen Z representatives today submitted a memorandum to the officiating Chief Election Commissioner Ram Prasad Bhandari asking to ensure voting rights to the Nepali migrant workers abroad. The delegation also urged for inter-district voting in the upcoming House of Representatives elections. The memorandum states that the decision was in line with the Supreme Court's verdict made in 2017 to ensure voting rights to the Nepali migrant workers. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Jagadish Kharel said Gen Z participation must be ensured in every program as any dialogue held without them would be incomplete. Speaking at a social accountability, media and youth dialogue event organized by the National Youth Council, the Communications Minister said The Gen Z movement of 8th and 9th of September cannot be underestimated. He said the government has already approved the agreement reached with Gen Z representatives. Communication Minister Kharel said youths play a role at every stage of protest and have shown that major change is possible within 27 hours when they are determined. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
विदेश गए परी चिंता की ना कर दे
नेपाल टेलीकॉम को इंटरनेशनल रोमिंग लीडे
जहाँ भए परी पाउनु होस हामी सँगै
कल गर्नुस डेटा चलाउनुस संसार भरि सजिलै
नेपाल टेलिकम को इंटरनेशनल रोमिंग सेवा सुचारु गर्न #14/#7# डायल गरी वा नेपाल टेलिकम को एप बाट पनि गर्न सक्नुहुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Minister for Physical Infrastructures and Transport Kulman Ghising urged public to elect right leadership in the upcoming election. Addressing a program at Chandrapur 8 in the district on Friday, Minister Ghising said political leadership must be right to bring about changes in the country. The interim government is mandated to conduct the House of Representatives election on the 5th of March in 2026. Now a sports update. Nepali para table tennis player Swikrit Neupane has won a silver medal at the Asian Youth Para Games currently underway in Dubai of United Arab Emirates. Neupane secured the medal in the under 23 men's singles class 7 category. In the final match held on Thursday, Neupane was defeated 3-2 by Renting Wang of Chinese Taipei, narrowly missing out on the gold. According to National Para Table Tennis Association Chair Ganesh Casey, Nepal is participating in table tennis, athletics, taekwondo and weightlifting at the Dubai 2025 Asian Youth Para Games, which will continue until the 14th of December. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. At least 9 people were killed and 29 others injured, some of them critically, after a bus carrying them skidded off the road and plunged into a ravine in the southern Indian state of Andhra Pradesh on Friday, police said. According to the Xinhua news agency, the accident took place near the Tulasi Pakalu village in Alluri Sitarama Raju district, about 267 km northeast of Amravati, the capital city of Andhra Pradesh. According to police, the bus was carrying 35 passengers, two drivers and a cleaner. The victims have been identified as local tourists travelling from Araku Valley and scheduled to reach the Bhadrachalam temple later in the morning. Preliminary investigations carried out by the police revealed the accident took place when the bus veered off the road while navigating a sharp curve in the forested ghats, causing it to fall down a steep slope. Thailand has dissolved its parliament following nearly a week of renewed clashes along its border with Cambodia, with a general election to be held within 45 to 60 days. According to the BBC, in a royal decree published on Friday, Prime Minister Anutin Charnvirakul cited the deadly border dispute and other challenges that his minority government had struggled to manage since taking office 3 months ago. He said dissolving parliament was the appropriate solution, describing it as a way to return political power to the people. The dissolution comes amid renewed fighting with Cambodia, which has killed at least 20 people and displaced hundreds of thousands. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be mainly fair throughout the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. President Ramchandra Portal administers oath of office and secrecy to 4 newly appointed ministers. CPNUML's 11th National General Convention begins tomorrow. 3 people killed in a jeep accident at Chure Bus in Nisti Rural Municipality of Palpa. and 9 people killed, 29 injured as bus plunges into ravine in South India. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.